name for something or grammatical construction or whatever in a certain, like in Texas. And we also get it in Tennessee, and if these people's parents or grandparents or whatever came from Tennessee, sometimes we can trace migration patterns just through the mm-hmm. through the word.
She was born in the vicinity of Nechanitz. Yeah.
Can I spell that?
Yes, Nechanitz.
Nechanitz. Z. And where's that?
That's north of LaGrange. A few miles, I don't know, 3-4, maybe more.
Okay. Where did her parents come from, do you know?
Her mother came from Europe, from Germany. And I think my grandfather did too. Now, I'm not as well versed on him. Because he died many, many, many years ago. And my grandmother, I never learned to know my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Well, did your mother speak German?
Yes.
Did you speak German?
Yes, not fluently and not regularly.
Uh-huh. Did you speak it ever growing up, like at home?
No, not to amount to anything. I understand it very well, but I do better if I answer in English, you know. Like, for instance, Ben's mother used to handle German much better than she did the English, and we the English better than the German.
Uh-huh.
So we conversed, but with her speaking German and us speaking English, we understood each other perfectly and got along fine.
I see. Do you know any German?
Very well.
Isn't that interesting? Like Mr. Kriske, he speaks German very well, but he says his children speak a little to none.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure their children don't speak any.
Yeah, I had high school college, too. Then I could read it, but the speaking is really difficult for me. Mm-hmm. I can sing Christmas carols, and the pronunciation is fair, but the meanings and a lot of the words, unless I just read a lot of the chapters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I took some German in a couple of years ago, and I hope to get to go to Germany this summer, but I'm going to have to brush up, that's for sure. I won't even be able to
in
the bathroom.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Oh, we toured about 7 or 8 different countries. I was on a wind tour during January.
I would love that. There's the Linguistic Institute, which is a bunch of linguists all get together, and Talk Linguistics, which is great, you know, just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be this summer in Salzburg.
Mm-hmm.
And each year it's in a different place.
Did you get to go to Salzburg?
Arlene
did, didn't she? Well, two girls, and the oldest one went to Salzburg for some time. No, I don't, but that's coming from in here. I can tell you where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Close it.
Yeah,
close it. It might be coming out of the deputy's office, too. But it's right here on the side of the road.
Oh, is it? Yeah, then they still get it anyway.
Yesterday the phone rang and rang and rang, and it's all on tape, you know. If you see that thing stop, earlier today it stopped on me. I lost about 20 minutes of tape.
Oh, I haven't even been paying attention to that.
Oh, okay. I'll watch it.
You're getting all this on that I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't say anything that you don't want the world to know. No, they don't use your name. When this is published, this will be eventually just a scholarly work for libraries and so on, but when it's published, they won't use your name. It'll probably be, in part of it at least, will be in map form. You know, like they'll show how many people said frying pan and how many people said skillet on the map. And you'll be a dot.
Good.
There
you go.
Is that you? Should you answer that?
No, it's this phone and that phone, and they ring at the same time.
Oh, goody. They follow me. It's probably the same person who called all day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Your father. Where is your father from?
Fayette County, Warrenton area, too.
Okay. Do you know where his parents were from?
I would imagine they were came from Germany, but I really am not, I can't tell you.
Okay. What did your father do?